Older Americans are productive, active, and influential members of society, sharing essential talents, wisdom, and life experience with their families, friends, and neighbors. The Department of Aging and Human Services is taking in stride the changes that are occurring in St. Mary's County and across the country. With the looming impact of sequestration to consider, the financial challenges facing everyone are no less apparent within our department. Our role as a social service agency is to provide services to our senior residents with the greatest needs. We also provide services to people under the age of 60 with other programs and services. To that end, we concentrate on not only helping older adults remain healthy and active, but provide home and community-based resources and services for the more frail consumers and their family members. These services allow the consumers and their family members to remain as vital, tax-paying, and contributing members of our community by supporting the demonstrated needs of an at-risk population. The many programs and services offered by our department include, but are not limited to, providing home-delivered meals, providing durable medical equipment and supplies, arranging in-home care for people who are eligible for nursing home placement but choose to remain in their home under the Older Adults Waiver Program, and respite care for caregivers, just to name a few. The St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services does its part keeping older Americans connected by providing a wide variety of programs and services to the county's senior residents. Activities range from social and recreational programs to the direct support of essential needs such as nutrition, health, in-home and community-based services, and information and assistance services. The department also offers an opportunity for seniors to begin learning how to use computers or to expand their knowledge of the Internet. Providing instruction on the use of the Internet to older adults teaches them about the usefulness of being connected and how they can learn about virtually any topic and stay connected with family and friends near or far, better relate to younger generations, and to just explore. The department also increases opportunities for the county's older adults to remain active and healthy, thereby improving quality of life. Helping individuals age 60 and over to live independently for as long as they are able is one of the core missions of the department. We encourage you to make the Department of Aging and Human Services a regular part of your senior years. Whether you attend one of our senior activity centers on a daily basis or use some of our many services and programs more occasionally, the department provides the county's senior residents with an ideal way to stay in contact with friends and stay involved with their community. The Department of Aging and Human Services wants to sustain and nurture the independence of our county seniors. The department will continue helping the seniors of St. Mary's County unleash the power of age. Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. The St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services and TRIAD, which is seniors and law enforcement together, Council and the Board of County Commissioners for St. Mary's County will sponsor the 13th Annual Law Enforcement Appreciation Day Ceremony on Tuesday, May the 14th, 2013 at 11:30 a.m. at the Southern Maryland Higher Education Center at 44219 Airport Road, California, Maryland 20619. This event during National Police Memorial Week pays tribute to law officers who have perished in the line of duty, as well as honoring the Officer of the Year, selected from each county law enforcement agency based on outstanding service to the community. The community is encouraged to attend the award ceremony and the lunch served immediately afterward. To learn more, contact Jennifer Hunt at 301-475-4200, extension 1073. The St. Mary's County Triad SALT Council presents Defensive Driving. This is a senior safety seminar with information being provided by Myra Wyman, who is the Mid-Atlantic Foundation for Safety and Education. This Defensive Driving seminar is on Thursday, May the 9th at 2013 at 1 o'clock p.m. at the Loeffler Senior Activity Center located at 21905 Chancellor's Run Road in Great Mills, Maryland. Lunch is available prior to the seminar, but you must make a reservation 1 week in advance, and it can be made by calling the Loeffler Senior Activity Center at 301-737-5670, extension 1657. There is a senior bullying safety seminar with information being presented by Laura Webb, who is with the Walden Sierra Resource Engagement, Walden Sierra Resource Center. Ms. Webb is the Resource Engagement Coordinator at two of the locations in St. Mary's County. The first seminar will be on Thursday, June the 27th at 2013 at 1 o'clock p.m. Lexington Park Adult Community Center at 21895 Peg Road in Lexington Park. The second one will be on Tuesday, August the 27th at 12:30 p.m. in the Wildwood Retirement Village at 23154 Whetstone Lane in California, Maryland. Free information will also be available at each seminar, including the File of Life, 911 cell phones for seniors, Project Lifesaver, and Hello, Are You Okay, which is a computerized phone calling program. Senior Information and Assistance. This is an article by Debbie Barker, who is the Senior Information and Assistance Manager. Tax credits available to eligible homeowners. This is about the Maryland Homeowners Property Tax Credit. Each year, the State of Maryland Department of Assessments and Taxation provides a credit for the real property tax bill for homeowners who qualify on the basis of gross household income. Previous applicants must submit a new application each year. To have your application considered for a tax credit, the dwelling for which application is being made must be your principal residence, where you reside or expect to reside for more than 6 months of the tax year. You must have a legal interest in the property, have a gross household income that is less than $60,000, and your net worth, excluding the value of the property for which application is being made, must not exceed $200,000 as of December the 31st, 2012. If these requirements are met, the amount of tax credit due, if any, will be calculated on the basis of the gross household income for the calendar year 2012 and 2013 property tax. Income information must be reported for the resident homeowners, spouse or co-owner, and all other occupants of the dwelling unless these occupants can be claimed as dependents or unless they are paying reasonable fixed charges such as rent or room and board. The deadline for filing a 2013 homeowner's property tax credit is September the 1, 2013. However, applicants are encouraged to file their applications prior to May 1 to receive a credit directly on their August property tax bill. Eligible applicants who file their applications after May 1 will receive a tax credit certificate to be used toward payment of the tax bill or for a refund if the bill has already been paid. St. Mary's County Senior Property Tax Credit. St. Mary's County residents age 70 and over with an adjusted gross income of less than $80,000 may apply to receive a property tax credit on their 2013 property tax bill. This credit is available to those residents who do not receive a credit from the Maryland Homeowners Property Tax Credit Program. Applications are due by September 1. Applications for both programs are available at all senior activity centers. Assistance is available for those 60 and over by calling Debbie Barker at the Garvey Senior Activity Center at 301-475-4200, extension 1064, or Melissa Meatyard at the Loeffler Senior Activity Center at 301-737-5670, extension 1064, or you can call the Northern Senior Activity Center at 301-475-4002, extension 1004. Electric Deregulation. In April 1999, the Electric Consumer Choice and Competition Act of 1999 was signed into law, which gives Maryland electric customers the ability to choose their electric power supplier. As a result, St. Mary's County residents have been receiving phone calls from alternate power suppliers advising them that they may be able to save money on their electric bills by switching to another company. These calls are legitimate. However, as a reminder, callers who request social security numbers or bank information are potentially fraudulent, and you are advised never to give such information over the telephone. Callers regarding switching your electric supplier do not need this information, but the caller can ask for your Southern Maryland Electric account number. You should be aware that providing the account number gives the supplier access to information contained within the SNECO account and will serve as a contract between yourself and the new supplier. Before entering into a new contract, make sure you get the facts by asking these questions. 1. What are your supply rates compared to my current rate? 2. Can I cancel the contract? If so, are there cancellation fees? And 3. What is the length of the contract obligation? For those who choose an alternative supplier, SNECO will continue to serve as the electric distributor, meaning they will continue to be the point of contact for service interruptions, pole line maintenance, and billing. To learn more about alternative electric suppliers, contact SNECO at 1-888-440-3311 or the Public Service Commission at www.psc.state.md.us. Who wants to play cribbage? Cribbage is played at the Loughborough Senior Activity Center on Fridays at 1 o'clock p.m. and is free. Cribbage is an ideal two-person game. It's fairly easy to learn, yet actual play is challenging enough to keep you on your toes. Let's see if we can keep up good enough response so that the fun can continue. For more information about cribbage at the Loughborough Senior Activity Center, call 301-737-5670, extension 1655, to learn more about this game. There's going to be dollar bingo at the Loughborough Senior Activity Center on Tuesdays, with the exception of Lunch Connection Tuesday. Anyway, it will be on Tuesdays, 12:30 to 1:30 p.m., and Wednesdays after the Tuesday Lunch Connection, from 10:30 to 11:30. The cost is $1 per card, up to 3 cards. At Loughborough, we've canceled penny bingo and adjusted that time slot for regular dollar bingo with prizes. Regular dollar bingo will be played for 1 hour on the Wednesday following Tuesday Lunch Connection from 10:30 to 11:30. For more information, call 301-737-5670, extension 1658. The third annual Southern Maryland Long-Term Care Awareness Conference is coming this fall. Save the date for St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services' third annual Long-Term Care Awareness Conference, which is going to be held on Friday, October the 11th, 2013. The one-day conference will have guest speakers covering topics on the medical benefits for residents in long-term care, understanding the needs of those with dementia-related illnesses, Medicare updates, legal documents essential for long-term care planning, alternative choices for long-term care, psychosocial benefits of activities and recreation in long-term care, and more. CEUs will be offered. To learn more or request a registration form, please contact Mindy Carter or Kathy Goodspeed at 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Or you can email Kathy at Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N dot Goodspeed, G-O-O-D-S-P-E-E-D at stmarysmaryland.com. Home and Community-Based Services. This is an article by Rebecca Kessler, who is the division manager. Older Americans Month 2013, Unleash the Power of Age. One of the most incredible tools to unleash a feeling of power is music. This is 10 ways family caregivers can use music in the home. This is music and movement. Examples, dancing, marching, clapping, exercising, waltz, hokey pokey, the chicken dance, the scroll, the electric slide, twist, and the hand jive. Music and rhythm. Examples, use hand drums, rhythm instruments, shakers, maracas, move and march to the beat. Great music to use is patriotic marches, big band, the 50s, and also Latin or flamenco style music. To make your own rhythm instruments, you use plastic eggs, filled with dried rice and secure with glue or tape. Music and art expression. Examples, song, title, pictuary, music and painting, drawing to music, clay creations with music, and any combination of art, media, and music as a team for expression. Lyric analysis. Example, listen to the words of recorded music. Read the words, discuss whether you like them or dislike them, like them, interpret the meaning, who is the artist, what is he or she singing about, what other instruments do you hear, how does it make you feel? This is a great time for group sharing. Each person can bring or pick a song of their choosing. Music and reminiscence. Example, select music from the era when the client or loved one was in their early 20s. Listen, you can view pictures and reflect on the past. If your client or loved one played an instrument in the past, this may be an opportunity to reinvent that connection. Music and sensory stimulation. Example, you can play recorded music or sing, like beach themes or holiday themes, cultural themes, luau or Halloween. You can gather items that go with the music theme, for instance, Beach Boys music, suntan lotion, beach ball, beach towel, pictures of the beach, sand, and seashells. Find something related to the theme that stimulates all five senses. This is a great addition to armchair travel. Piggyback songwriting. Example, take a simple song such as Yankee Doodle, Twinkle Twinkle, or You Are My Sunshine, and line by line, write it down. Find out how many syllables are in it per line, and write new words to each line of the song. Make sure your rhyme scheme matches that of the original song, then sing it together, to the tune of Yankee Doodle Dandy. Sing along, for example, sing favorites such as You Are My Sunshine, Home on the Range, God Bless America, or Your Grand Old Flag, and any songs that are classics. Sing along with recorded music if it helps to motivate the singers. Use karaoke setup and microphone with a group. And then there are music games, for example, Name That Tune, Hot Potato, Musical Chairs, Music Trivia, Music Charades, Song Title Pictionary, Music Art Pictionary, Finish the Lyrics, or any game that can be created using music. Music for relaxation. Example, music can be used to diminish background noise, soothe irritated nerves, and distract the brain. Cautiously select a comfortable volume and utilize piano, orchestrated, new age, or synthesized music. Select peaceful pieces. Music without words can be calming. Rest or sit comfortably while listening. Encourage deep breathing and complete exhaling. New volunteer join the Ombudsman Program. The St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services is pleased to announce the expansion of its local Ombudsman Program with the addition of volunteer ombudsmen. Currently, there are two individuals volunteering their time to serve the residents of the county's long-term care facilities. St. Mary's County Ombudsman Program visits residents in nursing homes and assisted living facilities within the county. Residents of long-term care facilities sometimes have little or no contact with the outside world. Many feel they lack control over their own lives. Ombudsman advocates for the rights of residents of long-term care facilities, helps residents maintain their legal rights and control over their own lives and personal dignities. Ms. Helene Hotzenrotter began working as a volunteer ombudsman in October 2012. During her career, she was executive director of the Center for Life Enrichment, support services manager at Cedar Lane Assisted Living Facility, client manager at the Medical Adult Daycare Center, and professional service coordinator at Cedar Lane. Ms. Hotzenrotter's goal in being a volunteer ombudsman is to make life better for those who have concerns and to resolve conflicts with dignity and respect so that residents may enjoy the golden years. Ms. Rose Miller started volunteering in February of 2013. She is a registered nurse and an instructor in the College of Southern Maryland Nursing Program. She also volunteers her time at Health Partners and with the Paralympics. Ms. Miller enjoys working with the aging population, and as a volunteer ombudsman, she hopes to help residents stand up for their rights and help solve issues for them. Under the supervision of the staff ombudsman, volunteers visit nursing homes and assisted living facilities routinely. They talk with the residents and monitor conditions. Volunteers help the ombudsman program maintain an independent presence in the facilities. For more information about this program, please call Kathy Goodspeed at 301-475-4200, extension 1055. World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Celebrate World Elder Abuse Awareness Day on June the 15th by showing the world you care about ending elder abuse and neglect. Wear something purple. The wearing of purple signifies you care about ending elder abuse and that you are aware and have concern that abuse be reported, addressed, and prevented. The core message is, my world, your world, our world, free of elder abuse. Stop by the Garvey, the Lawfer, or the New Urban Senior Activity Centers on Friday, June the 14th, to pick up a purple ribbon sticker to wear while the supply lasts. Focus on Fitness. This is an article by Alice Allen, the Division Manager of the Senior Center Operations. Did you know that the month of May is designated as Older Americans Month? Older Americans are to be celebrated and honored as their life experiences are invaluable. I learned something some time ago from a gentleman who regularly participates in Department of Aging and Human Services programs, particularly fitness classes. He confided in me one day that for him, taking part in fitness classes and being physically active is a true fountain of youth. That terrific thought has really stuck with me. Physical activity is a great way to combat many health issues, including diabetes, heart disease, high cholesterol, arthritis, osteoporosis, dementia, and depression. It makes you feel good, both physically and emotionally. If you are searching for the fountain of youth and want to reverse the steady decrease in physical strength and function that occurs as you get older, look no further than your local senior activity center. Each center offers a variety of fitness opportunities to meet your needs. One such class is strength training. According to an article in Harvard Health Publications entitled Strength and Power Training at Any Age, strength training is the most effective way to slow and possibly reverse much of the decline in muscle tissue, bone density, and strength that happens as one gets older. Strength training helps improve blood sugar levels, thereby combating diabetes. It builds muscle that helps protect joints from injury. Strength training also helps to ease the stiffness and pain from arthritis while improving range of motion. Strength training is the only exercise that targets the very sites most likely to sustain fractures from osteoporosis, and that is the bones on the hips, spine, and the arms. There's more good news. It's never too late to start strength training. According to the same article, studies have shown that just 10 weeks of weight workouts can dramatically improve strength, mobility, and agility in men and women in their 70s and 80s. Give strength training a try, and you too will find that almost any activity becomes easier to do, and perhaps you can start some activities that you have given up or are afraid to continue. When taking part in strength training, it is important to use proper form to avoid injury. It is recommended that you train 2 to 3 times a week with 48 hours between sessions. I encourage you to complete 12 to 16 weeks of regular strength training in order to feel more energetic and confident. You can take part in strength training at your local senior activity center where classes are led by certified fitness instructors at a reasonable cost. Pages 32 and 33 of this newsletter will also give you the times and locations of strength training classes. A men's only class is offered at the Garvey Senior Activity Center, while a class focusing on core and abs that is great to support the back and reduce back pain is held at the Lawfer Senior Activity Center. Core and Abs with Dave. This is at the Loughborough Senior Activity Center Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Core and abdomen exercises help maintain posture and balance and also may help strengthen areas which help with lower back pain. Dave Scheibel teaches a class that focuses on these key elements at Loughborough on Wednesday afternoons. Try your first class for free. Subsequent classes will be by fitness card. The fitness cards cost $30 and are good for 10 fitness classes of any type at any of the county senior activity centers. To learn more, call 301-737-5670, extension 1658. Strength training with Dave. This is at the Loughborough Senior Activity Center on Tuesdays from 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock. You will need a fitness card. Dave Scheibel leads this class that is designed to improve your level of fitness and well-being. Working out with resistant bands and lifting weights will lead to stronger bones, better flexibility, and increased strength. What's not to love about that? Check out this class for free on any Tuesday. Subsequent classes will be by fitness card. Fitness cards cost $30 and are good for 10 fitness classes of any type at any of the St. Mary's County Senior Activity Center. For more information on this class and others, call 301-737-5670, extension 1658. Yes is a cycling program at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Fellow cyclists will be meeting for extended ventures as a group outing. The Yes Cycling Program, which stands for Youthful Energy Senior Cycling, will be meeting on various dates. For more information, contact Dan Donahue at 301-884-0163, or you can learn more by calling the Northern Senior Activity Center at 301-475-4002, extension 1001. Tai Chi for Arthritis is at the Loughborough Senior Activity Center, May the 8th through June the 26th. There are 8 sessions. It starts at 9 o'clock a.m., and it is free. The Arthritis Foundation Tai Chi program is designed to improve the quality of life for people with arthritis using Sun Style Tai Chi, one of the 4 major recognized styles of Tai Chi. This style includes agile steps and exercises that may improve mobility, breathing, and relaxation. The movements don't require deep bending or squatting, which makes it easier and more comfortable to learn. The Center for Disease Control has endorsed Tai Chi for Arthritis as an evidence-based program for fall prevention. There is no fee for this series, but sign-ups are required. This is a progressive learning class. Drop-ins will not be permitted. Attendance at all class sessions is highly recommended. To sign up, please call 301-737-5670, extension 1658. There is a low-impact aerobics and strength training at the Garvey Senior Activity Center. It's ongoing. It's Mondays 8:30 until 9:30 a.m. Rev up your Monday mornings with Linda Schaefer in this low-impact aerobics and toning class. This class is a great addition to your weekly activity schedule. Your first class is free, then you can purchase a fitness card for $30, which is good for 10 classes. For more information on this class, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Nutrition Corner. This is an article on nutrition by Donna Taggart. This month, I would like to tell you about a fairly new movement called Meatless Monday. It was developed in association with the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health and has a very simple message. By cutting out meat once per week, you can improve the health of yourself and the environment. Coming out of the Healthy People 2010 report was a goal to reduce dietary saturated fat by 15%. Since saturated fat is mostly in meat and one day is approximately 15% of the week, Meatless Mondays is a practical way to reach that goal. The Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics issued a position paper in support of eating more of a plant-based diet in all stages of life. It has several health benefits, including lowering blood cholesterol and blood pressure, as well as lowering the risk of heart disease, hypertension, and type 2 diabetes. Also, studies have found that people who eat even semi-vegetarian are more able to control their weight. The NIH AARP Diet and Health Study, which included more than 500,000 people, found a significantly higher risk of colon, esophageal, lung, and liver cancer with processed meat. The Meatless Monday initiative is all about moderation. They're not asking people to cut meat out of their diet altogether, but trying to introduce healthier alternatives just one day a week that might eventually trickle over to other days as well. If you're interested, visit meatlessmonday.com for ideas and recipes. Indy is simple as a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to a bowl of chili with beans only. So I challenge you to give it a try. It can hurt you, but it definitely will help our environment by decreasing the amount of fossil fuels used. It is also easier on the food budget, and who wouldn't like that? Following are some nutrition education presentations that will be done by Donna Taggart in May and June. On Wednesday, May the 1st, and also on June the 5th, at the Northern Senior Activity Center at 10:45, there will be two topics. On Wednesday, May the 1st, it's Health by Chocolate, and on June the 5th, it's Portion Control. At the Garvey Senior Center Activity Center at 10:45 a.m., on Wednesday, May the 8th, it's Health by Chocolate, and on June the 12th, also at the Garvey, it's Portion Control. At the Lawful Senior Activity Center at 10:45 a.m. on Wednesday, May the 22nd, it's Health by Chocolate. On June the 26th, it's Portion Control. Educational Opportunities. Reverse Mortgage Presentation will be at the Garvey Senior Activity Center Tuesday, May the 21st at 10:30 a.m. You've heard about it on television, in the news, and from family and friends, but what exactly is reverse mortgaging, and what are the benefits and concerns? Join Robbie Loper, reverse mortgage consultant, as she addresses your questions and concerns in this relaxed presentation. To sign up, please call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. There will be a book discussion group at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Wednesday, May the 8th, and again on June the 12th. Both dates will be at 10:30 a.m. On May the 8th, the group will discuss The Language of Flowers, a novel by Vanessa Diffenbaugh. This is a mesmerizing, moving, and elegantly written debut novel. Vanessa Diffenbaugh beautifully weaves past and present, creating a vivid portrait of an unforgettable young woman whose gifts of flowers help her change the lives of others, even as she struggles to overcome her own troubled past. On June the 12th, the group will discuss The Light Between Oceans, a novel by M.L. Stedman. After four harrowing years on the Western Front, Tom Sherborne returns to Australia and takes a job as a lighthouse keeper on Janus Rock. Years later, after two miscarriages and one stillbirth, his grieving wife, Isabel, hears a baby's cries on the wind. A boat has washed up on shore carrying a dead man and a living baby. To learn more about this group, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. There will be Rodgers and Hammerstein Classics at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Mondays, June the 3rd, June the 10th, June the 17th, and June the 24th, and again on July 1. Don't miss a chance to see these digitally remastered films on a large wall for the best effect. Each Monday, we will start at 10:30 a.m., taking a break for lunch at 11:45 and resuming after lunch. Special bonus features are available for anyone wanting to see behind-the-scenes footage, screen tests, photo galleries, and more of what was involved in making the movie production. Movies will be shown in order, starting with The Sound of Music, State Fair, The King and I, Carousel, and South Pacific. Following are some special events. On Friday, May the 31st, from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m., there will be the Point Lookout Cookout. Join the Department of Aging and Human Services for the 9th Annual Point Lookout Cookout as we welcome summer on Friday, May the 31st. Tickets are now available at all senior activity centers. For a suggested donation of $8, enjoy a relaxing day at the park, including bluegrass music provided by Tommy Alvey and friends, while feasting on a lunch specially prepared by staff to include hamburgers and hot dogs hot off the grill, coleslaw, baked beans, watermelon, and a delicious brownie for dessert. Get your tickets soon, as this event is quite popular. For more information, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Mother's Day Purse Bingo. This will be at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Monday, May the 13th at 10 o'clock a.m. Backed by special demand is Round 2 of Purse Bingo. It's a special Mother's Day event. These purses have never been used, and others have one-time wear only. Designer purse labels include Tommy Hilfiger, Antin Anye, Ralph Lauren, and Calvin Klein. Event bags to choose from include embroidery, beaded and sequin clutches with day bags and shoulder, totes, pouch, and backpack varieties. Reservation deadline is May the 8th, with priority given to those who have not participated in the Valentine Bingo session. On May the 9th, anyone on the standby list who previously participated will be eligible and placed in the order that sign-ups are received. Limited seating is available, and seat reservations must be made with a payment of $2. To learn more about Mother's Day Purse Bingo, please call 301-475-4002, extension 1001. Around the World and Back Again. This will be at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Monday, May the 20th at 10:30 a.m. Backed by popular demand, the Charles County Show Troop Dancers will perform a springtime show that will take you around the world and back again at the Northern Senior Activity Center on May the 20th. You must call the Senior Activity Center by noon on Friday, May the 17th to reserve your seat. Their phone number is 301-475-4002, extension 1001. You will need to reserve your seat and also lunch if you would like to stay afterwards. The cost for lunch is a donation for seniors 60 and older and $5.50 for all others. Get your own Garvey shirt. Show your Garvey Senior Activity Center spirit. During the month of May, Older Americans Month, the Garvey Senior Activity Center will be taking orders for Garvey Center spirit wear. Stop by the receptionist desk to pick up an order form and pricing. Call 301-475-4200, extension 1050 for additional information. There will be a Mother's Day Tea at the Loughborough Senior Activity Center on Friday, May the 10th at 10 o'clock a.m., and it is free. Mother's Day is May the 12th, and we're inviting all mothers to this popular event as we honor you, the heart of the family. Reservations are required for a Mother's Day Tea, which will be held on Friday, May the 10th at 10 o'clock a.m. You will be served an assortment of teas and tasty treats while enjoying gentle entertainment. Reservations are a must, and they are due by Friday, May the 3rd. To sign up, please call 301-737-5670, extension 1658, or you can stop by the receptionist desk at the Loughborough Senior Center Activity Center to sign up. There will be a Father's Day breakfast at the Loughborough Senior Activity Center on Friday, June the 14th from 9:30 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. This is free. Attention all fathers, your special day is coming up, and we want to start your weekend right with a delicious, hearty breakfast. Stop in between hands if you're playing cards or come just for the fun of having breakfast with your Loughborough friends. Sign up by Friday, June the 7th by calling 301-737-5670. Extension 1658, or you can stop by the receptionist desk at the Loughborough Senior Activity Center to sign up for this Father's Day breakfast. There will be a Diamonds and Denim line dance party at the Northern Senior Activity Center Wednesday, June the 12th at 10:30 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. It's time for their annual line dance party, and this year's theme is Denim and Diamonds. So attire is casual, dressy, start simple, and bling it up. There will be a DJ and instructor to break down a few dances for those who would like to learn. Ticket is a suggested donation of $6, which covers a flashy lunch, event favors, and giveaways, not to mention a prize for the best dressed. There will be a luau at the Loffler Senior Activity Center on Thursday, July the 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That ticket is required and there is an $8 suggested donation. Great news, the Loffler Luau is coming up. Tickets will go on sale June the 3rd. Let's learn the hukilau and dance to the music of our favorite DJ, Mean Gene. We'll feast on huli huli chicken, rice pilaf, pineapple chunk, sesame cabbage salad, and cucumber salad. Be sure to say rum for key lime pie. Wear your favorite tropical garb and we'll surprise LA. Bring your best party mood. A limited number of tickets will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Stop by the receptionist desk during regular hours to get your tickets after June the 1st. For more information on the Loffler Luau, please call 301-737-5670, extension 1658. This one is a mental health article by Matthew Reisdorf, who is a treatment prevention coordinator. The article is entitled, Seniors Encouraged to Beware, Don't Share, Lock Your Meds. Seniors have joined members of the National Sheriffs Association, National Association of Triads, and National Family Partnership for training about how to gain personal control of medications and the proper disposal of those medications. Recently introduced is the national multimedia campaign called Lock Your Meds. This campaign is designed to reduce prescription drug abuse by making adults aware that they are the unwitting suppliers of prescription medications being used in unintended ways, especially by young people. With 70% of the abused drugs coming from friends and families, these unwitting suppliers can take a stand against and be a force in curbing the abuse. Local law enforcement, senior care organizations, and seniors together can build a strong defense against the growing epidemic of prescription drug misuse, says Ed Hutchinson, Director of Triad and Safety and the National Sheriff's Association. It requires education about how to properly secure medications, to inventory medications, and to appropriately dispose of medications. Through this training, the organization seeks to empower older adults to talk to primary caregivers and family about the dangers of taking medications without a prescription and to develop a working relationship with law enforcement when it comes to reporting prescription drug abuse and alternatives for resolving the abuse. The Lock Your Meds campaign is produced by the National Family Partnership, a growing network of local coalitions, government agencies, education, and parent groups working to improve the lives of families at the grassroots level. National Family Partnership provides a national voice and resources to these groups. You may be a supplier and don't know it, says Peggy Sapp, president of National Family Partnership and spokesperson for the Lock Your Meds initiative. Be aware and don't share your medications. We believe that when armed with appropriate information and tools, parents and grandparents can become our number one line of defense against this dangerous epidemic. Every day, more than 4,000 young people began experimenting with prescription drugs, and the number of admissions to treatment facilities has increased 400% in the last 10 years, according to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Pain medications serve a very useful purpose for those in need, says Marcia Stanton, who is the Senior Director of Advocacy for King Pharmaceuticals, who is the primary sponsor of the Lock Your Meds campaign. But in the wrong hands, they can be addictive and even deadly. Our advice is to take inventory of your medications, lock up your medications, talk to your children and your grandchildren and primary caregivers regularly about the dangers of misuse, and join our campaign. For more information on prescription drug abuse or to download Lock Your Meds material, visit www.lockyourmeds.org. Following are some trips and tours that are being sponsored by the Department of Aging. Ring of Fire, which will be held at the Riverside Dinner Theater in Fredericksburg, Virginia, Wednesday, July the 17th. The cost is $85 per person. Ring of Fire is a captivating compilation of the signature songs of iconic singer Johnny Cash, who is portrayed in various stages of his life by several cast members. You'll reminisce to those country top 40 standards enhanced by live on-stage country western bands. They will be playing Daddy Sang Bass, Egg Suckin' Dog, If I Were a Carpenter, Going to Memphis, Folsom Prison Blues, and Man in Black, Why Me Lord, A Boy Named Sue, I Walk the Line, and Ragged Old Flag, along with about 20 other songs. The $85 price includes coach bus fare, lunch served at your table, admission to the show, water, and a light snack on the return bus trip. All tips, taxes, and gratuities are included. If you're interested in this trip, call Joyce at 301-737-5670, extension 1656. Your seat is reserved only when your payment is received. October the 13th will be Catoctin Colorfest in Fairmont, Maryland. Take a walk on the artsy-crafty side as we ride up to this famous Jury Arts and Crafts show that features 300 well-known and respected artists from across the United States. Recognized as one of the largest of its kind on the East Coast and beautifully situated at the base of the Catoctin Mountains in Frederick County, this event is also known for its artistic demonstrations and a delicious variety of food. What a better way to spend an autumn Sunday. The cost of this trip is $50 and includes travel on a luxury motor coach, water and snack on the bus, and bus driver tip. Lunch is on your own at any of the tempting spots located at the fest. We will depart from Garvey Senior Activity Center at 7 o'clock a.m. Return time will be approximately 8 o'clock p.m. Your spot is guaranteed when you have made full payment at any of the Garvey Senior Activity Centers. To learn more, call Shelley Graziano at 301-737-5670, extension 1655, or you can email Shelley at Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A, dot Graziano, G-R-A-Z-I-A-N-O, at stmarysmaryland.com. There will also be a Blue Crabs baseball game on Wednesday, May the 8th at 2013. The game time is 10:35 a.m. So to have fun at the ballpark, a ticket to the Senior Day Brunch includes entrance to the game, access to the air-conditioned Legends Clubroom, which includes private restrooms, full wait staff, and available outside private seating. You will also have a two-hour all-you-can-eat lunch buffet of eggs, potatoes, muffins, bagels, fruit, sausage, bacon, coffee, tea, and soda. The cost is $23 per person. Reservations can be made by calling the Garvey Senior Activity Center at 301-475-4200, extension 1062. The last day to make reservations is May the 6th. Limited transportation is available, and you can inquire when making reservations. Those providing their own transportation should meet at Regency Furniture Stadium no later than 9:45 a.m. on the day of the game, May the 8th. Visit Shirley Plantation on the James River in Charles City Tavern. This is going to be Thursday, September the 26th in 2013. Shirley Plantation in Charles City, Virginia is Virginia's first plantation established in 1613. It is one of America's oldest family-owned businesses and is still lived in by direct descendants of the same family since 1738. The mansion holds original family furnishings and portraits, and the grounds have many authentic buildings. While visiting Shirley, take a guided tour of the mansion. Take a part in a special program hosted by a direct descendant of Shirley Plantation, and take the opportunity to do a self-guided tour of the grounds. After leaving Shirley Plantation, enjoy lunch at Charles City Tavern. The tavern is located in the heart of Virginia Plantation Country and is housed in a circa 1889 farmhouse that sits on a 2,000-acre working farm. Motor coach transportation will be provided. The cost is $76 per person, and includes transportation, entrance to the plantation and tours, lunch at Charles City Tavern, snacks, and gratuities. For more information on this tour, call 301-475-4200, extension 1062, and you can also make reservations by calling that number. The Orioles bus trip to Camden Yard will be Wednesday, May the 15th at 2013. Wednesday, May the 15th is the day for the annual trip to see a live Major League Baseball game. The San Diego Padres will play the Baltimore Orioles in Baltimore with a 12:30 p.m. game start time. Price of this trip is $60 per person, includes water and snacks both ways on the bus, transportation, tips for the bus driver, and ticket to the game. Your seat is reserved only when payment is received. Seats are located undercover so we are protected from sun or rain. In case of extra innings, the bus will depart from the stadium by 4:15 p.m. So call Joyce Rom for more information at 301-737-5670, extension 1656. Payment for this trip can be made at any senior activity center. And you might want to sign up soon because space is limited. The Grand Illumination will be at Williamsburg, Virginia, December the 7th through the 9th, 2013. Kickstart your Christmas season with a three-day and two-night trip to Colonial Williamsburg for Christmas sights and sounds. The cost is $610 per person based on double occupancy. The bus leaves from Garvey Senior Activity Center Saturday morning at approximately 9 o'clock a.m. The exact time is to be determined. Arrive in Williamsburg and enjoy lunch in a colonial tavern in the heart of historic Colonial Williamsburg, Virginia. This trip will include a tasting visit to the Williamsburg Winery and an evening at Christmas Town, a Busch Garden celebration. Sunday, you can choose to start your day with Mass at St. Beatty Catholic Church or with coffee at a local coffee shop. Later, there will be a guided tour of Colonial Williamsburg, starting with the film The Story of a Patriot. Later, spend time on your own visiting your choice of other buildings and museums included with your ticket or shopping in Merchant Square. The evening celebration in Colonial Williamsburg, the Grand Illumination, includes fireworks, musical entertainment, dancing, caroling, and dramatic presentations. All activities are subject to availability and change at the time of reservation. The tour includes a deluxe motor coach transportation, two nights accommodations, baggage handling, two deluxe continental breakfasts, one lunch, two dinners, all admission and guide services, taxes, and tips. The cost per person is double occupancy at $610. For more information, call Joyce Rom at 301-735-5670, extension 1656. And a note on this trip, it includes activities which require considerable mobility, as the ground and Williamsburg are often unpaved and there's lots of walking all 3 days of this trip. Retired and Senior Volunteer Program. This is an article by Noreen Rowe, who is the Senior and Retired Volunteer Program Project Manager. Embrace the new. As I reflect on the theme of Older Americans Month, I am reminded that the key to aging well is to always embrace the new, no matter what your age. Youth, of course, tends to be forward-looking, eager for the future and all it potentially has to offer. As we age, however, we run the risk of looking backward, reflecting on all we've done, believing that we are past our prime and that life is passing us by. This is a very dangerous attitude because, if we hold on to it too firmly, we may start acting as if our lives are almost over. We may become sedentary in body, mind, and spirit. We may remain stuck in old ruts, resistant to change, and fearful of the future. We run the risk of dying well before the actual events. Look forward. There's another side to that coin, one that embraces new ideas, new opportunities, new activities, new friends, new horizons. No matter what our age, we can always be forward-looking. We can look forward with anticipation to learning new things about ourselves and our world, to contributing new things to our community, to exploring new avenues of expression, to embracing new opportunities for personal growth and expansion. There are always new doors to be opened. We just have to be willing to walk through them. You can turn challenges into opportunities. As I meet with RSVP volunteers, I come away with a feeling of respect and admiration. Many have faced hardships in their lives or who have encountered significant challenges. Some are facing health challenges. Others are dealing with the loss of a spouse or significant other. Others are dealing with financial challenges, learning to live on a fixed income even as prices continue to rise. Yet others are new to the area, having moved here to be near adult children. There's less longtime friends and familiar surroundings are in need of a whole new social network and support group. They need help just learning their way around. Others are recently retired for years of working in a career and facing major life adjustment as they try to figure out what they're going to do with all this time on their hands. Reach out to others. Despite personal challenges, RSVP volunteers choose to step out to reach beyond themselves to explore new opportunities to volunteer. They're willing to put themselves in a new situation, learn new things, meet new people, invest themselves, and become part of something new. They're willing to embrace life with all its ups and downs as they seek a new way to contribute. And in doing so, they find new friends, new interests, and a new outlook on life. Because of their willingness to seek, they do find. They find that life still has a lot to offer at any age. So it's time to bloom again. Perhaps the winter has been long, cold, and dark, but now it's spring. The sun is shining, calling forth new life, as everything old is made new again. Perhaps it's time for you to bloom again, to blossom, to turn over a new leaf. If so, then maybe you'll want us to give us a call to see how you can contribute as an RSVP volunteer. The RSVP Volunteer Recognition Ceremony Awards Banquet was a resounding success. We once again recognized all of our wonderful RSVP volunteers for their contributions to our community at our annual Volunteer Recognition Ceremony and Award Banquet held March the 20th at the Forest Technology Center in Lindertown. Among those recognized were our bronze, silver, and gold award winners for their many hours of service in 2012, as well as many of our longtime volunteers who were recognized for their years of service with RSVP. One of the highlights of the event was a video featuring interviews with RSVP volunteers who shared what is so wonderful about their volunteer service. The Lifetime Achievement Award winners, among the top award recipients at our volunteer recognition service were two Lifetime Achievement Award winners, Joyce Major and Benton Birch. Both were recognized for providing more than 4,000 lifetime hours of service as RSVP volunteers. Joyce has logged in 4,299 hours as an RSVP volunteer with the Helping Hands Food Pantry, and Benton has logged in 4,163 hours as an RSVP volunteer with ACTS, the community service community that serves. Both provide important services to our community by helping meet the needs of the citizens of St. Mary's County. Our hats are off to both of these volunteers for their selfless service to others and for being such great examples of what it means to be an RSVP volunteer. Another highlight of the annual volunteer recognition ceremony was the presentation of a big check in the amount of $669,096 to Commissioner President Jack Russell, representing the 29,385 hours of volunteer service provided by RSVP volunteers to county agencies, community groups, and nonprofit organizations in 2012. It's amazing to see how much our volunteers contribute to our community, especially when we place a dollar value on their time. What we can't place a dollar value on is the impact volunteers make on the lives of individuals. The price, that contribution is priceless. So if you're interested in becoming an RSVP volunteer, please call 301-737-5670, extension 1653, and speak to Noreen Rowe. Following are some articles on health and wellness. There will be health screenings by St. Mary's County Hospital on Friday, May the 24th and June the 28th. The St. Mary's Hospital Health Connections will be traveling to each senior activity center to offer information and services concerning many health-related issues. Free blood pressure checks are also available during this time at all senior activity centers. Anyone wishing to have their blood pressure checked is welcome to stop by, and there is no appointment necessary. On May the 24th, there will be body composition analysis at the Garvey Senior Activity Center from 9 until 10 o'clock. and also at the Lawfrey Senior Activity Center from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, and at the Northern Senior Activity Center from 1 to 2 p.m., and that's on May the 24th. On June the 28th, there will be a glucose testing, and this will be at the Garvey Senior Activity Center from 9 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m., at the Lawfrey Senior Activity Center from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, and at the Northern Senior Activity Center from 1 to 2 p.m. Again, that one is June the 28th. Living with Diabetes, this is going to be held at the Lawfrey Senior Activity Center Tuesday, May the 14th at 1 o'clock p.m., and this is free. Donna Chapman, a certified diabetes educator, will give a presentation about living with diabetes, which affects about 8% of the U.S. population, and for those who are ages 65 or older, it's 26.9%, according to the American Diabetes Association. Donna will discuss simple changes you can make in your life that would be helpful in living with this condition, including meal planning and lifestyle changes. To sign up for this presentation, please call 301-737-5670, extension 1658, or you can stop by the receptionist desk at the Lawfrey Senior Activity Center to sign up. Diabetes Academy, this is going to be at the Garvey Senior Activity Center Tuesday, May the 14th at 11 o'clock a.m. This presentation is led by Donna Chapman, who is a certified diabetes educator. She will teach participants successful diabetes self-management strategies. Complimentary diabetes education materials will be provided by all participants. Healthy snacks will also be served. Advance sign-up is required by Friday, May the 10th. To sign up, please call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. There will be a skin cancer screening at the Lawfrey Senior Activity Center Thursday, May the 16th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is free. Staff from Maryland Dermatology will be at the Lawfrey for free skin cancer screening. Make an appointment by calling 301-737-5670, extension 1658. Walk-ins are welcome and will be seen on a space-available basis though appointments are preferred. Skin Cancer Prevention, Detection, and Treatment. This is at the Garvey Senior Activity Center Wednesday, May the 29th from 10 o'clock in the morning until 11:30 a.m. Currently, more than 1 million skin cancers are diagnosed each year in the United States. Dr. George Bergesi, local dermatologist and skin cancer expert, will conduct a discussion of the prevention, detection, and treatment of skin cancer and will provide free basic skin cancer screenings. To sign up for this presentation, please call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. A Matter of Balance. This is at the Garvey Senior Activity Center Mondays and Thursdays, May the 13th through June the 10th, and there will be no class on May the 27th. The times for this class is at 10 a.m. until noon. A Matter of Balance is a nationally recognized award-winning time-tested program for people over 60 designed to help manage falls and increase activity levels. In this class, participants will learn to view falls and fear of falls as controllable, to set realistic goals for increasing activity, and to make changes to reduce falls at home, and to exercise to increase strength and balance. Classes are 2 hours in length for 8 sessions and are led by 2 trained coaches in the Matter of Balance program. All materials are provided. To sign up for this course, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050, no later than Wednesday, May the 8th. Hearing loss, the daily effects and rehabilitation options. This is at the Northern Senior Activity Center, Wednesday, May the 15th, 9:30 a.m. Dr. Katie Curlies from Hearing Professionals will explain how hearing is lost and how a hearing loss affects emotions and overall physical well-being. Find out about the recent advances in hearing aid technology. Free hearing screenings will be available at the conclusion of the presentation. Please have your questions ready. Answers will be provided. To sign up for a hearing test, which begins at 10 o'clock a.m., and for if you have any questions, please call 301-475-4002, extension 1001. Living well with chronic conditions. This will be at the Lawful Senior Activity Center, May the 21st through June the 25th. This is 6 sessions, and the time is from 2 p.m. until 5 p.m., and it's free. Do you have a chronic condition that is affecting your life? Would you like to join a program that has a proven effect in helping people manage their conditions, thus improving their lives? Recently, new aspects have been added to this Stanford University program that make this workshop even more effective. If you are serious about learning new ways to manage your symptoms, make daily tasks easier, communicate effectively with your doctors, lessen frustration, fight fatigue, and get more out of life, then this is for you. This series will be led by Shelley Grazione and another lay leader. If you have any questions, you can certainly call Shelley at 301-737-5670, extension 1655. Hearing screenings. This will be at the Garvey Senior Activity Center Tuesday, June the 11th, 9:30 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. Hearing screenings by appointment will be offered from 9:30 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. Make an appointment for your free screening by calling 301-475-420, extension 1050. Each appointment takes approximately 20 minutes, and this is being presented by the Hearing Professionals Group. Vestibular disorders and how they relate to balance. This is at the Garvey Senior Activity Center, Tuesday, June the 25th at 11 a.m. Good balance requires reliable sensory input from the individual's vestibular system, the balance of the inner ear. Most people are familiar with the problems associated with the aging of senses such as vision and hearing. This is another sensory system that can also begin to function poorly with age, leading to a diminished quality of life and poor balance. This session, presented by hearing professionals and Ghetto Physical Therapy, centers on specific vestibular disorders in older adults, precautions, and ways to improve balance. Sign up by calling 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Staff prepared meals. Lunch connection and open mic at the Lawful Senior Activity Center. You have to arrive by 11:15 a.m. Lunch is served at noon for Tuesday luncheons and 11:30 for Thursday luncheons. Reservations are required at least 2 weeks in advance. Space is limited, so call 301-737-5670, extension 1652, or stop by the front desk to sign up at the Lawful Senior Center. The cost of lunch is a donation for those 60 years of age and older, $5.50 per person for others. An appreciation basket will be passed for our entertainers. A 50-50 raffle will also be held at each luncheon. On Tuesdays, May the 14th, enjoy the acoustic folk sounds of Next High Tide as they entertain us with the likes of music of Patsy Cline, James Taylor, Elton John, and others. For lunch, there will be chicken parmesan, penne pasta, marinara sauce, garlic bread, mixed roasted vegetables, and pie for dessert. On Thursday, the lunch will be spiral ham with seasoned green beans, apple spirals, fruit juice, and a very chocolatey brownie for dessert. On Tuesday, June the 11th, arrive in time to enjoy music from the Bushmill Band and their blend of folk, bluegrass, cowboy, and old-time music. At noon, enjoy a relaxed luncheon featuring grilled hot dogs, baked beans, coleslaw, fruit cup, and popsicles for dessert. On Thursday, June the 27th, there will be a cool chicken salad, buttery croissant, cucumber slices with onions, vinegar, and tomato wedges, and a fruit cup that will prime you for a summertime dessert of frozen yogurt pie. Breakfast Cafe. This is at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Let us do the cooking and clean up in the morning while you enjoy a great start to your day and good conversation with others. Breakfast is homemade and served with complimentary beverages. Come meet Ginger, our new food service technician, who will be cooking breakfast just for you. The cost is only $2 per person, and sign-up and payment are due by noon the day before. You can call 301-475-4002, extension 1001, with any questions. On Wednesday, May the 1st, there will be sausage, scrambled eggs, and pancakes. Tuesday, May the 21st, bacon, eggs, and cheese on an English muffin, hash browns, and a side of fruit. Wednesday, June the 5th, there will be ham, scrambled eggs, home fries, and toast. And on Tuesday, June the 18th, there will be French toast, bacon, home fries, and fruit. Kick off to summer. This is at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Thursday, May the 23rd, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Come join us for a kickoff to summer with a staff-prepared barbecue meal with coleslaw and other sides. Complimentary beverages of iced tea and lemonade will be on hand. Enjoy some of your favorite music while horseshoes and bocce lawn games are going on before and after lunch. Make your lunch reservation before noon on Tuesday, May the 21st by calling 301-475-4002, extension 1001. The cost of this lunch is a donation for seniors 60 and older and $5.50 for others. Celebrate National Hamburger Month at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Thursday, May the 16th at noon. Enjoy a staff-prepared grilled hamburger served with cheese, lettuce, tomato, and onion, baked beans, coleslaw, fruit salad, and chocolate cake. Refreshments include tea, coffee, and milk. Make your reservation by Thursday, May the 9th by calling 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Welcome summer. This is a luncheon at the Garvey Senior Activity Center Thursday, June the 13th at noon. At the Garvey Center, we're excited to welcome summer. Come celebrate the beginning of summer with a light, refreshing treat of Kathy's special chicken salad sandwich, mixed green salad, bean salad, and a banana split buffet for dessert. Refreshments include lemonade, tea, milk, and coffee. Honor the ultimate sacrifice of Memorial Day. Memorial Day is observed this year on May the 27th. The holiday memorializes all men and women who have died while serving in the United States military. Originally, Memorial Day was called Decoration Day, founded to commemorate all the lives that were lost during the American Civil War. Decoration Day recognized both the Union and Confederate soldiers who died in battle. Decoration Day was changed to Memorial Day when the holiday was expanded to recognize and honor all the American soldiers who died in the service of their country, not just the Civil War. On Memorial Day, take a moment to honor those who gave their lives in service to our country and thank those who survived. Creative Expressions. Beginner's Woodworking class will be at the Loughborough Senior Activity Center on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. Mr. Warren Brown, who is an accomplished and award-winning wood carver in our local area, has begun teaching this art form at Loughborough. Emphasizing safety and the importance of using the correct tools, Mr. Brown will start you off with a simple project. He will also review with you the specific tools you will need, including a quality carving glove, as well as the techniques needed to learn. So please bring a notebook and a number 2 pencil to the first class you attend. To sign up or to learn more, please call 301-737-5670, extension 1658. Mother's Day Brooch. This will be at the Northern Senior Activity Center Thursday, May the 9th at 10:45 a.m. Create a lovely Mother's Day brooch using a collection of old buttons and other decorative materials at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Recycled items and all other supplies will be provided. Come away with an attractive gift pan to give to any mother you know or in remembrance of your own to keep. For more information and to sign up, please call 301-475-4002, extension 1001. You must sign up by Tuesday, May the 7th, since space is limited. At the Northern Senior Activity Center, there will be a Father's Day pen made on Thursday, June the 13th at 10:45 a.m. Make something useful, something special for Father's Day. A pen to draw attention to your buddy, your pal, your best friend, or you can wear it yourself at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Pick from a wide selection of old buttons, clasps, and other materials that will be provided. Call 301-475-4002, extension 1001 to sign up by Tuesday, June the 11th, since space is limited. There will be a basket weaving class at the Northern Senior Activity Center. A variety of basket types are taught by Pam King at the Northern Senior Activity Center. The cost for the kit is $30 and includes all basket weaving materials and instruction. Payment must be received prior to class dates to reserve a spot in the class since space is limited. For more information, dates, and to sign up for the upcoming classes, call 301-475-4002, extension 1003, and look for additional classes in forthcoming flyers. Monthly Craft. This is at the Loughborough Senior Activity Center. There will be a potting shed on Friday, May the 24th at 10:30 a.m. The cost is you can bring two or three six-packs of annuals to share in your favorite planter basket. There will be pressed flowers on Friday, June the 21st at 10:30 a.m. The cost brings plenty of fresh picked flowers. Framing pressed flowers, this will be taught on Friday, June the 28th. The cost is $4 for an 8x10 frame. In May and June, we are so happy to see fresh flowers. On May the 24th, get together with friends at Loffler and share some annuals or perennials as you plan a mixed basket for yourself. Mixing and matching flowers is so much fun. We'll supply the dirt. You bring two or three six-packs or a flat of annuals or perennials. For the month of June, we will do our flower fun in two parts. Bring plenty of fresh-picked flowers and any greenery that appeals to you. We'll press them into heavy books and let them set for a week. The following Friday, come back and check out your floral treasures. Arrange some of them in a piece of art and frame them, and the cost for the frame is $4. To sign up for any of these classes or for more information, call 301-737-5670, extension 1658. The deadline for registration is the Monday before the scheduled class. Needlecrafts at Loffler, the Loffler Senior Activity Center, Mondays and Thursdays at 10 o'clock a.m. These classes are free. Recently known as Knit and Crochet 2, our ever-expanding needle and hook lovers are branching out yet again. More fun with more activities than ever. Needle crafters, while continuing to enjoy the pleasures of knitting and crochet, now welcome the joy of embroidery, cross stitch, and needlepoint. If you are new to any of these arts, tutoring is available at no charge, so stop in and see what all the buzz is about. To learn more, call 301-737-5670, extension 1658. Decorative painting classes for beginners. That's going to be at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Look for more information on the upcoming classes beginning in July, especially designed for those who want to learn how to do more decorative painting. Classes will be taught by Debbie Williams, who brings many years of skill and training to get you started. To learn dates and to sign up for upcoming classes, call 301-475-4002, extension 1003. And again, look for more information in some forthcoming flyers. Following are some ongoing arts and crafts classes at the various senior centers. These classes are at the Garvey Senior Activity Center in Lindentown. There's a pens and needles stitching group. It is self-directed. It's on Fridays from 12:30 p.m. It's free. Cards for the Troops. The instructor is Susan Peters. That's May the 21st and June the 18th. That's at 1:30 p.m. That is free. The following are at the Loffler Senior Activity Center in Great Mills. A needlecraft skill. The instructor is Linda Graham. Mondays and Thursdays, 10 to 11:30 a.m., that is free. Decorating Committee, Shelley Graziano, the first and third Mondays of the month at 2 p.m., it is free. Applique Tutor, the instructor is Kit Spaulding, this is on Mondays at 1 p.m., it is free. The Art Guild by Shona Farrell, this is on Fridays and Tuesdays. The Tuesday classes are full. The Tuesday classes, though, are from 9 a.m. to noon, and Fridays are from 10 a.m. to noon, and the cost is for your supplies only. The Honeybee Quilters, the instructor is Jan Goings. That's the first and third Wednesdays of the month from 10 a.m. to noon. That is free. There's a monthly craft. The instructor is Tony Axel. That's on Fridays, May the 24th, June the 21st, and June the 28th, and the time is 10:30 a.m. The cost varies. There is a needle and thread. It's self-directed. It's on Thursdays, 9 a.m. to noon. That is free. Project Linus by Debbie Rumpel. It's on the third Friday of the month at 10 a.m. That is free. One-on-one tutoring. That is the instructor is Tony Axel. And you need to make an appointment with Tony for this class. And it's 301-737-5670. Again, it's Tony Axel, A-X-T-E-L. These are at the Northern Senior Activity Center in Charlotte Hall. Simply Crafty, it's self-directed, it's on a daily basis, the time is open, and it's free. Open Art Studio, this is Ren Williams, Mondays and Fridays, 9 a.m. to noon, there is a fee for that class. Open Painting Studio, the instructor is Ren Williams, it's on Mondays, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., it's free. Wednesday works pottery. The instructor is Pam King. It's the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month, 2 to 4 p.m. There's a fee for that class. Scrapbook Marathon. Instructors are Barbara Sterling and Linda Brock. It's the third Thursday of the month at 9:30 a.m. It is free. Quilting. The instructor is Gina Alexander. That's the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month. That's at 12:30 p.m. That is free. Dynamic Ceramics. The instructor is Nancy Norris. It's on Wednesdays from 9:30 a.m. until noon. There is a fee for that class. The Northern Stars Theater Group. The instructor is Bren Williams. It's the first Friday of the month, 10 o'clock a.m., and the cost varies. These are some ongoing social activities at the Northern Senior Activity Center in Charlotte Hall. Beat Your Buddies is on Mondays. That's billiards from 1 to 3 p.m. That's free. Hand and Foot on the fourth Tuesday of the month, 12:30 p.m. That's free. Oh Heck, Thursdays and Fridays, 9:30 a.m. That's free. Double Pinochle, Tuesdays and Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon. That is free. Breakfast at the Cafe is a Tuesday and Wednesday. It's two times a month. It's at 9 o'clock a.m. and the cost is $2. Western Mahjong on Wednesdays, 1 o'clock p.m. That is free. Bridge on Thursdays, 10 o'clock a.m. It's free. Eastern Mahjong on Thursdays, 1 o'clock p.m. That's free. Bingo on Fridays, 10 o'clock a.m. That's $1.50. Following our ongoing social events at the Garvey Senior Center in Leonardtown, there's bingo, first and third Mondays of the month from 10 a.m. till noon. The cost is $1 to $3. Pitch, Wednesdays and Fridays, and also the second and fourth Mondays of the month. It's from 10 a.m. till noon. It's free. Senior Vibes, the first Tuesday of the month, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. That's free. Pochino, the third Wednesday of the month from 10:30 a.m. That's for pennies. Bridge Club on Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that is free. On the Bridge Club, you need to call for more information, and the number to call is 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Following are some ongoing social activities pulled off the Senior Activity Center in Great Mills. Pinochle, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., that's free. Canasta and Pitch on Tuesdays, 9:30 to 2 p.m., that's free. Contract Bridge, Tuesdays from 10 a.m. to noon, that is free. Bingo's on Tuesdays, except it's on the second Wednesdays, in May the 15th and June the 12th. On Tuesdays, it's 12:30 to 1:30 p.m., and on the second Wednesdays, May the 15th and June the 12th, it's 10:30 to 11:30, and the cost for that is $1 per card, up to 3 cards. Canastas, the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month from 1 to 4 p.m., that's free. Chess Club on Wednesdays, 9:30 to 10:30, that is free. Cribbage, Fridays, 1 p.m., free. Polish Poker and Pitch on Wednesdays from 10 a.m., at 10 a.m., and that is also free. Following are ongoing physical activities at the various senior centers, and the following are at the Garvey Senior Activity Center in Leonardtown. There's fitness equipment daily, available daily from 8 to 5 p.m. It's free. Wii Sports, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's free, but you need to call for availability, and the number to call is 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Low Impact Aerobics, Mondays, 8:30 to 9:30. There's a fee for that class. Men's Strength Training, Mondays and Thursdays, 9:30 to 10:30. There's a fee for that class. And all the ones that there's a fee for, you just have to simply purchase a fitness card. Enhanced Fitness is Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 10:45 to 11:45. There's a fee for that class. Open Table Tennis, Tuesdays, except for the first Thursday. On Tuesdays from 10 till noon, and on Thursdays at 2:15, that's free. Arthritis Foundation Exercise, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 to 9:30 a.m., that's free. Yoga for Everyone, Tuesdays and Fridays, 1:05 to 2:05, there's a fitness card for that. Line dancing on Wednesdays, 1:30 to 2:30, that's free. Clogging on Wednesdays, 2:30 to 3:30, that's free. Parkinson's group exercise group Thursdays, 1:15 to 2 p.m., that's free. Zumba on Thursdays, 10:45 to 11:45, you need the fitness card for that. Video aerobics on Fridays, 8:30 to 9:30, that's free. The following are ongoing physical activities at the Loftus Senior Activity Center in Great Mills. Fitness equipment is available on a daily basis from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., that's free. Wii Sports daily, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., that's free. Zumba on Mondays at noon, and you'll need a fitness card. Walking Club Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m., free. Arthritis Foundation Mondays and Fridays, 1 to 2 p.m., free. Enhanced Fitness Mondays and Fridays, it's from 2 to 3 p.m. Wednesdays from 1 to 2 p.m., you need a fitness card. Strength Training, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 11 a.m., you need a fitness card. Yoga, Wednesdays and Fridays, 10 to 11, you need a fitness card. Core and Abs on Wednesdays, 2 to 3, a fitness card. And Line Dancing on Fridays at 11 a.m., and that's free. Following are ongoing physical activities at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Fitness equipment is available on a daily basis from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's free. Wii Sports, daily basis from noon to 5. That's free. Walking on the Three Notch Trail, that's daily. And the times are open for that. That's free. Regulation Horseshoes on a daily basis, 9 a.m. to 4. That's free. Yoga for everyone, Mondays and Fridays. On Mondays it's at 9:30 a.m. and on Fridays it's at 8 a.m. You need a fitness card for that. There's total body strength, Mondays and Thursdays, 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. You'll need a fitness card for that. Zumba on Tuesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. You need a fitness card. Arthritis Foundation exercise, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 10:45 a.m. That's free. Enhanced Fitness is Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's at 9 o'clock a.m. and it's also on Saturdays at 10 o'clock a.m. So you need a fitness card for that. Indoor bowling on Wednesdays from 9:30 to 10:30. That's free. Line dancing Wednesdays 1 to 2:30 p.m. That's free. And the cycling program, the time is to be determined and that's free. And you'll need to call about the cycling program. And you can call 301-475-4002 extension 1001. Following are ongoing education classes. These are at the Garvey Senior Activity Center. Computer tutoring, there's a volunteer instructor for that. That's on a daily basis. It's by appointment though, and the cost is $5. Coin appraisals, John Henkla. That's the first Tuesday of the month from 9 a.m. to noon. That is free. Book discussion by Kathy Mather, second Wednesday, 10 o'clock a.m., free. Nutrition education, Donna Taggart, the second Wednesday of the month, 11 a.m., and that's free. Following are education classes at the Loftus Senior Activity Center. Current events, Dave Spore on Mondays at 10 o'clock a.m., that's free. Health Watch, the instructor varies, and there's no scheduled time at this scheduled period at this time, but it's free when they do have it. Nutrition education, Donna Taggart, it's on the third Wednesday of the month at 10:45 a.m., and that's free. Scripture study by Solomon Olies, and that's Fridays, May 3rd, May 17th, June the 14th, and June the 28th, and it's at 10 o'clock a.m. on all four of those days. That's free. Fun with e-readers. The instructor is Linda Graham. That's Thursdays, 9 to 10 a.m. That's free. Computer tutoring. Again, there's a volunteer instructor, and that's daily by appointment, and that is free. Following are ongoing education classes at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Computer tutoring has volunteer instructors. It's on a daily basis by appointment. The fee is $5. Nutrition education, the instructor is Donna Taggart. It's the first Wednesday of the month, 10:45 a.m., that's free. Lyme disease support and discussion group, Marie Noel Lautier, it's quarterly. The next one is Thursday, June the 13th. That's at 1 p.m. It's free. Diabetes Support Group. The instructor is Ben Williams. That's quarterly. The next scheduled one is June the 20th, which is a Thursday, 1 o'clock p.m. That is free. Book Chatter by Joy Summers. That's the fourth Thursday of the month, 11 o'clock a.m. That is free. And Senior Matters, which is an adult study group. The instructor is Elizabeth Holdsworth. It's the first and third Tuesdays of the month at 10:45 a.m., and that is free. Senior Matters is an adult study group at the Northern Senior Activity Center. It's held the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 10:45 to 11:45 a.m. This adult study group has returned to the Northern Senior Activity Center. This discussion group is a popular forum for talking about aging in a small group setting. The sessions are offered on Tuesdays twice a month with facilitator Elizabeth Holdsworth. Topics include issues pertinent to Southern Maryland seniors, such as health care, challenges of rural living, emotional issues, advanced directives, finance challenges, community resources. Learn more, or you can sign up by contacting the center at 301-475-4002, extension 1001. You can sign up to receive notification when the newsletter is available online in PDF format. And you can do that by going to http://www.co.saint.mars.md.us/citizens/signup.asp. This link will also allow you to sign up for news releases and emergency alerts. The newsletter can also be viewed on the Department of Aging website at http://www.co.saint-marys.md.us/aging. If you choose to receive the newsletter by email or view online rather than mailing, please contact Jennifer Hunt, Community Programs and Outreach Manager, at 301-475-4200, extension 1073. This is St. Mary's County Department of Aging at a Glance. The director is Lori Jennings Harris. Senior Information and Assistance. You can get provided and provides important updated information as it relates to senior services, benefits, and assistance programs. This is provided by Debbie Barker, Program Manager, or Melissa Meatyard. To reach Debbie, call 301-475-4200, extension 1064. You can reach Melissa at 301-475-4002, extension 1004. Community and home based services. This is consists of six programs providing the following services: guardianship for individuals age 65 and older, Medicaid waiver for older adults program, long-term care ombudsman, senior care program, respite assistance, and caregiver support. To learn more about these six programs, call Rebecca Kessler, who is the division manager, at 301-475-4200, extension 1061. St. Mary's County has three senior activity centers for places where adults ages 50 and over who are independent and active can participate in activities, events, exercise programs, and group meal programs. For more information, call Alice Allen, 301-475-4200, extension 1063. Meals on Wheels is a service for seniors 60 and over who are homebound and have a moderate to severe disability which prevents them from shopping or cooking for themselves and who have no one to prepare meals. Bridget Maddox is the program coordinator for Meals on Wheels, and she can be contacted at 301-475-4200, extension 1060. The Retired Senior and Volunteer Program offers persons 55 years of age or older an opportunity to donate their time, talents, enthusiasm, expertise in the local community. To find out more information, please call 301-737-5670, extension 1653. The Senior Rides Program is a program that connects individuals who meet certain criteria and need transportation to important events and appointments with pre-screened trained volunteer drivers. For more information, call 301-475-4200, extension 1066. Community Programs and Outreach communicates timely and topical information to the senior community through a bi-monthly newsletter, website updates, local and statewide events, and local media. To receive the bi-monthly newsletter, call 301-475-4200, extension 1073. So if you're listening to this on the website, the audio version, we would like to let everybody know that we can always use more folks to volunteer to read the newsletter. And to do so, you can call 301-475-4200, extension 1073. This just takes 2 hours on a bi-monthly basis, and they would certainly welcome more volunteers. This concludes the May-June issue of New Beginning.